So it's Randy out here live at Rhodes Skate Park for the X Games qualifier event. Bullside right now with the legendary Bob Burnquist. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm skating, so I'm stoked. I was just watching skateboarding. Now I'm skateboarding.
So how did this whole event come to fruition, and how did you get involved in it on this side of things?
Well, I mean, X Games invited me to do some commentating, and I've been doing for all the Summer X over in Minneapolis, and I did it a couple of them already. And then they're like, hey, we're going to have a pre-qualifier at Boise. And can you fly out? And I was like, all right, let's go have fun. Check it out. So here I am checking out the guys ripping the park, and then I get a chance to skate, so can't complain.
Nice. How's Boise treating you so far?
Great, man. It's beautiful. I mean, I just got in yesterday, so I mean, you're not much of cruising around, but just skating back and forth to the hotel there at the downtown. It's just a nice vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I like it.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having you here. And from the early days of your skating career, how has the sport changed over time to now?
Well, skateboarding is always, you know, progressing, which is awesome. You know, when you think you've seen it all, you know, and then you see some more, you know, so that's what's cool about skateboarding. And I see a lot of this, you know, the park category with all the different parks around the world, really, and just being built. So you get a lot of new names, you know, you just see a lot of exciting skateboarding, different talent from all over the world, you know, so that's what's cool, that you're seeing a lot more different countries, you know, skating together, even though we've skated with a lot of the guys over the years, but it seems to just, you know, between the women and the guys, all kinds of, you know, different talent, new names every event, you know,
yeah.
So super cool.
Yeah, watching all these young kids out here, it's obvious they look up to you. And what does that mean to you? And who were some of your inspirations going back?
Well, it means a lot. And then, you know, they inspire me back, you know, so I catch that energy and to keep it going. So, you know, it's great to skate with them, and they're fun, you know, just have a good time. Trying to not to get too serious on the competition side. Yeah, it's in the Olympics. Yeah, all that's happening. But, you know, we skate because we like to skate. We love to skate. And, you know, so it's good to be out here just doing that. So, it's awesome to skate with them. And like I said, you know, sometimes when you skate with the older guys and they take it a little bit more too serious, then it's not that fun. But skating with the younger generation, they're just having a good time, cruising around, smile on their face. I mean, that's how I like to skate.
Definitely. I did want to talk to you a minute about the Bob Burnquist Foundation. How did that come about, and I guess overall, what are you doing with that?
Well, that was a long time ago, and I haven't really pursued it any further, and I'm starting it back up in Brazil, so it's going to be the Bob Burnquist Institute.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff down there, so it's always fun to be able to give back. So it's going to be a mix of from skating to neuroscience, actually, and just trying to figure out different ways to handle pain.
Very yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So from everything you've done in your career, what would you say is the thing at the top that just sits there with you?
Well, man, I mean, they're also incredible and magic moments, you know, just definitely a few tricks. Obviously, landing the Fakie-to-Fakie 900 in my backyard. I mean, it wasn't at a big event. It was just myself in the yard there with a couple camera angles, and it was just a surreal feeling to finally land that, especially after Tony did his, which was 20 years ago, just this week. So, you know, seeing that, being a part of that, I wanted to be able to make that, so that was cool. And then, obviously, a lot of these winning contest runs, from the first big air event that I won in 2008 to being able to actually, you know, the one year I think I got like 3 medals and I broke my wrist. So it was a really tough, painful weekend. But, you know, being able to push through and then actually medal with the injury. So those kind of, you know, hang in there a little longer. And the open loop in my house was cool, too. It was just a unique competition there. All of us were able to build something different, and I just thought about, you know, maybe putting a hole in the loop, and I didn't know if it was going to work, and then it worked. You know, so it's kind of just all that challenge and all that, you know, all those bails and then almost not coming through and then making it, you know. So those stick with you for a long time.
What is the toll like on your body after doing this for so long? I mean, you guys are wiping out all the time and just doing it. I mean, it's hard.
Yes, it is. I mean, you see me with the pads on here. Yeah. I got my knee pads going. These guys are all doing it, the no pads. I just, you know, it's over the years you learn to, you know, try to pace yourself. And that's one thing. I mean, when I'm skating, if it's in a competition or if I'm filming, it's all out. You know, there's no holding back. But in the day-to-day, if you skate like that all the time, you know, and I've learned to kind of tone down because I used to just go all out all the time, you know, so it's like you learn to kind of pace and be specific and focused when you release that energy, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it does, you do feel it, you know, you just got to stay on it. I mean, just, you know, the regular things, got to eat healthy, you got to stay moving, and you know, you tend to kind of get maybe exercises outside of skateboarding. I'm surfing, and you know, I'm trying to get moving all the time. That's how you stay, you know, I guess, young.
And with everything you've accomplished over the years, is there anything left on the Bob Burnquist bucket list?
You know, there's a lot of tricks left. I mean, I've been learning tricks. I've been filming, so it's I still do the same things I did before, maybe not competing as much, but it just gives me more time to work on tricks, you know, and kind of just try and film something new. And I've been still progressing and learning, so that feels good. And obviously trying to come up with different events, you know, and trying to pull stuff together for Brazil. I locked in a story of my life, three episodes of an hour each with HBO, so that's coming in, you know, in a couple years. So that's going to be a big focus of mine here in the next few years. So yeah, a lot of things happening still.
Awesome. Where are the best places to follow you and what you're doing in the adventure?
Well, I mean, the regular spot. I mean, I post mostly on Instagram. So you know, there, and that's about it, man. I should do more, but I just kind of get busy with life.
Totally. I understand that. I appreciate you taking the time to do this with me.
No
I have
problem.
One more thing, obviously, being with the radio station. What's your go-to music to pump up before a session, or is there?
Yes, there is. And obviously, the you know, it just depends on how I'm feeling. Again, you know, if I'm trying to pace myself, I'll listen to reggae to skate, you know. But, you know, lately I've been into these guys, man. They're really good, and I love their band name. And there are some friends from Brazil. They're called Ego Kill Talent.
Okay, nice.
And they're really strong. Like, some of the band members are ex-Sepultura. And so it's just got that heavy and really tech and great music. So I got a shout-out to them.
Awesome. We love Sepultura and all those guys. We played a bunch of X Games type of music last night, and I threw in Sepultura.
Oh, so. Awesome, man. Well, you got to get the Ego Kill Talent, man. They're killing it.
Yeah, we'll check them out for sure.
All right.
Bob, I really appreciate you taking the time, man.
No worries.
A lot.
Thank you.